You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Sunday of a brand new era, our first Sunday of freedom from tyranny, I guess. How are you liking the whole Biden thing so far? It's so relaxing to not have some psychotic troll on Twitter day and night saying horrible things and fomenting revolution against our own government, things like that. You know, it's really refreshing. It's just, you know, the air seems cleaner and the sun seems brighter. So I'm really loving it, honestly. So I'm pretty optimistic right now. And Biden has done quite a few incredible changes. I cried my eyes out about one of the changes on the last podcast. But there have been several other changes since then that he has instituted that I think are fabulous, and so I'm really excited about everything right now. I hope you're doing well. I hope everybody you love is doing well. So this week has been really, really crazy. Like, I am so far behind in everything in relation to the website. It's terrible. I feel really bad, honestly. I have several stories I'm trying desperately to get to, and I simply don't have enough hours in the day. If you've been paying attention to the website, you know that the site now has a new Discord server devoted to the website and all the topics covered in it, so you can chat with each other and explore various topics. It's already blowing up everywhere. We gained hundreds of followers just in like 2 days, and it's been pretty incredible, honestly. I knew nothing about Discord going into it. Hell, I still don't know most of it. But it's been really interesting, and I've actually found a couple of true stories that I'm going to try to feature on the site once I get some fucking time. But I do encourage you to join that Discord server. There is a link on the sticky post at the top of the website, and I'm going to try to create a banner or something so that it's more prominent, but I do encourage you guys to join it. You'll be very surprised, I think. I know I am very surprised, and I'm a faggot that's seen it all, I thought, you know, so it's working very well, and you can upload pictures. I mean, it's super fast. It's really easy. Honestly, I'm really impressed. Fuck Tumblr. I mean, fuck Tumblr. This is the first solution to Tumblr that I have found, honestly. I'm being honest. Like, you know, in the wake of Tumblr's demise, with all the porn business being pulled off of there, there were several sites that kind of cropped up to try to fill the void, and none of them worked correctly. Even a really convincing copy like BDSMLR is not satisfying as an experience, as an interactive experience like Tumblr was. This is the solution. Discord is the solution. And the server that we have set up, myself and an alpha, is the solution. And I think you will really like it. So go to the sticky post, follow the link. It's a forever link, so it will never stop working. And you can join, okay? So that's my little plug. So let's see. I don't want to say anything about this yet, but I do have a special project that I'm going to complete as soon as I do this podcast. And I think this is going to be a real eye-opener. Okay, so be prepared. I got a lot of stuff coming up this coming week, so I don't know when I'm going to fit any of this in, but I'm going to try my very best, okay? So, without further ado, let's go on to this topic. I wanted to go into a little bit about consent, okay? The last few days to a week, I've said some things on the website and on the Discord server now and things like that. And regarding, some of the rapier elements, I guess I would say, of the alpha fag dynamic. And I've had several alphas, come after me about that. And I respect their opinion, first and foremost, okay? They are arguing, they're protector alphas. They're trying to look out for the weak being taken advantage of by men, who force their will on these weak people, right? I get that, for sure. But, if we play by the game, by the rules of the game currently in society where men have to get consent for every little thing they do, may I touch your shoulder now? Okay. That kind of thing. Nothing is ever going to get done. Okay. The world was built by men who didn't seek consent, who forged ahead, who knew what needed to be done in the moment and did it, And so this is where it gets sticky because, see, for me, I've been raped by a man. It has probably colored the rest of my outlook on this entire situation, okay? And I'm probably not the best ambassador for this, but I'm going to speak my piece, I was raped at knife point, as I think many of you probably know, when I was a young faggot, very, very young faggot. I struggled a little bit with it at first, for sure. I kind of went into a sort of a spiral of alcohol and drugs and lots of slutty experiences, okay? And it kind of, it really jarred me for a little bit. It wasn't until I found some really amazing masters, and amazing alphas to serve, where they kind of, realigned me, and refocused me, that I was able to kind of overcome that, So, I know the non-consent side of things, okay? Like, look, I'm a faggot. I have dealt with I've been in lots of situations where, alphas have taken what they wanted from me, okay? And when you argue, well, you got to get consent. You got to get consent. My first alpha did not seek consent, okay? He pushed me to my knees and put his cock in my mouth and made me suck his cock. And he also throat fucked me a little bit. And I was his first faggot, and he was my first alpha. That situation, that me becoming his cocksucker, was solely due to his will as a man. And his forcefulness, okay? He basically took what he wanted. Had he not done that, I don't know how long I would have stayed in this cocoon of lies that I had built around myself. You know, I didn't even understand what really a faggot was. I had never had gay sex before at that point. I was 17 when that happened. And so, you know, I might have just stayed in that situation, you know, having sex with girls and trying to pretend like I was straight. You know, lying and lying to these girls and lying to my friends or whatever, you know. I would have just stayed in that cocoon hiding. And maybe I would have ended up getting married to a girl. Maybe I would have gotten her pregnant if my little tiny fag clit could have impregnated a woman. I don't know, but sure, I guess so. And, you know, and I might have gotten trapped, you know. And in that situation, I might have, you know, I would have affected other people's lives, right? What my first alpha did is he recognized that I was a faggot. And by the force of his actions, his non-consensual actions, he changed my life for the better. And he was right. Okay? And so I'm thankful for what he did. Okay. Now, it's not always going to be a happy outcome, especially if you are, you know, somebody who takes offense easily, I guess. I have kind of a steely interior in terms of how I deal with things, and so. You know, I might be a faggot, but I'm not a wilting, you know, victimized faggot. I'm somebody that can process my experiences in a kind of a rational way. So I don't really think I'm any different than anybody else, but it's just how I am, I guess. But, you know, think about all the wrong things that would have happened in my life had I stayed in that situation. What it took was a man taking me non-consensually. Okay? And I'm grateful for it. And I realize that there are lots of faggots out there that need a man to take them non-consensually. Now, it doesn't surprise me that alphas, these alphas, for instance, who are complaining to me that about consent, why it's so easy for them to make those complaints, because they're not faggots. That's why. They don't understand really what a faggot needs. I do. I deal with these faggots all the time. They come to me in these situations, hidden or hiding desperately, you know, trying to fit in with other people. And they're lying to themselves and they're lying to other people. They need a man to walk up to them and push them down and say, "You suck my dick now," or "I'm going to fuck you now," or something like that. And they take them. the faggot will give in, okay? It may object at first or be shocked or whatever, but that will wear off and it will admit finally being free. You know, when we talk about consent, you know, these same alphas that say, well, you need to have consent to, you know, kind of force a faggot to do something or whatever, or a female. These are the same alphas that when a faggot is choking on their dick, they're still trying to keep going. They're still trying to, like, force their dick into their throat, you see? They recognize that what the faggot wants in that moment, right? In that situation, when they're throat-fucking them, let's say, but they want to have all these rules and regulations prior to that. It's kind of, to me, it doesn't make any sense. You know, what it comes down to is we just boil everything down to animal behavior, okay? Animals don't ask for permission, they just do it. If the animal that's receiving the quote unquote attack by the dominant partner doesn't like it, they'll fight it off, right? And it's over mostly. But you know, in the human world, we've built these rules, you know. I think we should strip that away and just say, look, men are the dominant predator on the earth. And when they want something and they know that they should take it, they should take it. You know? And if the receiving person doesn't want it, then, you know, they can fight it off, I guess. You know, but the point is, a lot of times, and I'm saying this to men, okay? Not even necessarily faggots here. Men, you have to be willing to take these things that you want, okay? Like, faggots, you are doing them a favor by taking them. How's that? I mean, I can just hear these alphas just sharpening their knives for me right now as I talk. But you are doing them a favor. If you see a faggot, you're out, let's say, at the mall, okay, or you're walking the halls in college or wherever you're at, and you see a faggot, it's, you know, you can tell, you know, you sense it. You see them watching you. They're kind of looking around at you, that kind of thing. You're at the gym. You see, you know, a faggot kind of stalking you around the gym, whatever. It's afraid, okay? It doesn't know what to do. But you do, because you're a man. And the faggot is, you know, doing a sort of dance, you know. I've compared it to a dance in the past, but like the faggot is doing this kind of dance, trying to, you know, to get your attention or whatever. These faggots need to be taken by you. You know, you grab them, take them to the shower room, whatever, and make them suck your dick, okay? Or you grab them and pull them into a bathroom or wherever at college, or I'm just using these as examples, at work, whatever. And you make them do these things that deep down they really want to do. You're the one to let them be free. You're freeing them. It's a great, great thing that men can do when they take what they want. Like I said at the outset, our whole world is built on men taking control of situations and people, okay? Great nations were built by kings who took control of people and made them do his will, right? Our whole world was built out of hierarchical acts like this, okay? Hierarchy isn't about consent. Hierarchy is about a man being a man and faggots serving, period, you know? I mean, I know that in our PC times that sounds wrong, you know? I'm not condoning rape. I'm simply saying that faggots need a man to guide them. And how are you going to guide somebody who is not accepting their true nature? You can't. So you have to teach them their true nature by kind of pushing the issue, okay? So, I don't know. I mean, I know what it sounds like, and I'm not condoning rape in any way, but I know faggots very, very well, and I know the needs of men very, very well, and this is how it gets done. And I have just countless examples of men who have just taken what they wanted, who knew that this person was needing to be taken by them, and they took it. And it worked out, you know. You can talk to Master Arison on, I don't know how you say that name, Arison, I don't know. I chronicled him on the website as Master Daniel, but he has a history of grabbing faggots at the gym and just forcing them to their knees and making them suck him off or whatever. He did it to an alpha in the gym, you know. This is the proving ground, okay, of hierarchy right here that I'm kind of talking about. This, it's not consensual, okay? It's not. But it's nature. It's natural. And I just, whenever I get this question about, or complaint, I guess is the better word, about my views on this, this is where the issue lies right here. And I'm not going to change my view on it. Ever. You know why? Because it's the truth. And I guarantee you that every single faggot in my audience is nodding their heads in agreement. So, men, take what you want, okay? It's yours. If you're an alpha, it's yours. It's just as simple as that. Anyway, well, I am glad I got that off my chest. Hopefully you feel better, or maybe you want to kill me. I don't know, but anyway, I hope you don't want to kill me. You have to get in line for that, I'm afraid. So, I got a pretty big release coming this week, so keep your eye out for that, and I definitely, again, join the Discord server. I think you'll be very surprised by that new community that's erupted out of nowhere. It's only a few days old, so we're growing quickly, and I still have several stories that I need to get to. One of them is absolutely, it's really big, and it's really lovely, honestly. It's a love story between an alpha and a faggot that is honestly really it's going to be one of the more beautiful things that I have published on the website. So keep your eye out for that. I think that's it. I appreciate your time today, and I appreciate all the support, and I've gotten some really nice messages from some alphas about the podcast, which, you know, and I really appreciate all of that, honestly. So thank you all very much for all the support. I continue to work my teeny tiny little fag balls off for you. So it's nice to have a pat on the back, or a pat on the head is even better. Anyway, I will talk to you very soon. I love you very much. Bye.